Hello, this is Mona Lisa, 32, and I'm going to be reading the next set of stories for you from I've Been Helping My Son Bathe. And this is, again, by user Bathing My Son, and I'm going to read post number 3. Hey, back with some details with what happened tonight. My heart is still kind of beating fast, even after tension has subsided. This is moving really fast, but still controlled, which I think is a good thing. A lot of what happened tonight went down because of your suggestions, which I value a lot, so thanks for all of you who gave input. There was a large number of messages I received, which said I could think about wearing a sexy bra, and I actually had one in mind, but discovered as I went to put it on, there was a large rip in the back where it clips together, and it wouldn't hold anything together. This left me with a little dilemma of wearing a normal bra again. But then, as I put it on, I decided perhaps tonight I could forego that and just see what happens. I just put a normal top on with short sleeves so they wouldn't get wet if I decided to keep it on. Our normal routine followed, and after I'd run his bath, I called him in. He stripped off and was hard from the onset again, but we just chatted about our days and about how well his recovery was going. As I approached him with the washer, he looked up and said, "Top stays on tonight, I guess?" Shit, that was quick. Well, I'm actually not wearing a bra right now. It's just more of a comfortable thing, being home like this. "Okay, I guess that's all right," he said. And he seemed a little deflated, but accepted the situation. I guess I don't really want this top as wet as... it's kind of new. I'm sorry. I said, looking down and drawing his attention to it. "Well, you don't have to worry about it, honestly. If you don't want it wet, I'm okay if you take it off." "Really?" I said. "I guess you're naked and it's been fine, so why not?" "Yeah, why not? It's honestly fine, I promise, Mom." "Okay, sure thing." I smiled at him. "Thanks, baby." This was when the rapid heart rate started, and it didn't subside until it was all over. I gripped the bottom of my shirt and whipped it over my head, catching my boobs on the way up, which made them bounce as they fell back down. His eyes widened, and he stared at me as I approached, but the cat had gotten his tongue because the most he could muster was a small thanks. I laughed at him and started on his arms and chest. When I went around to do the legs, my boobs actually hung over into the tub and brushed his stomach, but neither of us acknowledged it. We just kept talking, but both of our eyes were glued on each other's bodies. He was absolutely rock hard. And after I was done with his back, he didn't ask me to clean his penis like last night, but rather shifted his weight down into the bath and stuck his hips up from the water. Hard on in full glory, and looked at me with a nonverbal question. He looked like my little baby again, wanting something from his mother. So I just giggled and said, "Of course." Tonight, though, I dropped the washer before starting and pumped the soap straight into my hands and grabbed his penis with both of my hands. The moan tonight wasn't as gentle as previous nights, but a full audible gasp. He looked at me nervously, but I brushed him off, saying it was normal and not to worry. It wasn't so much a wish as it was an inspection on my part. I felt the length and thickness of it pass through my hands, and while it wasn't quite jerking him off, it was definitely sexual, and not just for cleaning. My nipples were so hard by this point, and he kept looking between his own mother's hands and around his penis and at my breasts. He looked like he was gonna grab them, but restrained himself and let me finish cleaning him. Not wanting things to get out of hand too quick, I let him go while saying, "Now that's better, yes? You're all clean now." "Yes, Mom. Thank you so much." And he smiled at me. I let him stand up and dry off, but this time I waited for my hug. We embraced, but as my boobs hit his chest, it sent electricity through my whole body. I thought I would just drop from the pressure in my heart, but I kept a stone face in full mom mode. "Now," I said, letting him go, "I think you're well enough to have a shower tomorrow night. What do you think?" Thanks to those of you who brought the suggestion to this move. I don't know. I kind of enjoyed having you here helping me with this, like a lot. I can still help you in the shower. I'll just wear my bikini. Do you think you're up for that? His face lit up a little as he realized I didn't mean this was the end. And he said, yeah, okay, that sounds good. I'm definitely getting sick of baths. He went back to his room to get dressed, and I started typing this. Holy shit. He saw my boobs, and now we have a shower planned. I am a little worried that he's not able to relieve himself, because it might hurt him to do so, and I'm just edging him with no release. I really hope he's able to, but we can have that conversation soon if this keeps going well. I'm really, really looking forward to tomorrow. Update number 5. Hey, I just want to start by saying thank you to everyone who got in touch with ideas about how tonight could have gone down. Really quite helpful, but ideas and reality never really align fully. On to what happened with his graduation, quote-unquote, to a shower tonight. So, as I discussed in the post yesterday, I noticed he's growing stronger by the day, so tonight we went with my suggestion of trying a shower, partly for easier access as bending over a bath and washing someone is hard, and partly for easier access if you catch my drift. As shower time approached, I put on my bikini and told him I would cover myself with a towel. Stepping into his room, I saw him laying on the bed, and with a quick smile, I said, "Ready?" "Absolutely I am," he replied. "Let's go." After he got up, he surprised me a little by grabbing my hand as I led him to the bathroom, which I admit gave me serious butterflies before we even got started. He stripped off and was hard out of the gate again. It's shocking how accustomed I've become to seeing his penis like that now. Before stepping in, he turned to me and said, "Coming?" "Yeah, of course. Just let me loose a towel." When I dropped the towel, he stared hard at my body, looking me up and down for what felt like forever before laughing. "That barely covers anything, Mom." He's right. The entire top is entirely too small, and the bottom's right up my ass like a G-string. And based on his body language, he knew that was the point. I washed him exactly as I would have if he was laying down in the bath. Started with his arms and chest before moving to his back. When it came time to do his legs, I squatted down in front of him and came face to face with his penis. I glanced up to see if he was watching. And sure enough, we made eye contact. I saw his cock twitch ever so slightly. I gave him a quick smile and stood back up before the inevitable question. Can you wash my cock again, please? I can definitely do it myself now. If you don't want to. Why wouldn't I want to help you? Come here, I instructed him. I dropped the washer again and got my hands soapy before grabbing his balls with one hand and washing his penis with the other, being careful not to rub it too hard, since apparently soap can cause peeling. I started washing. It was gentle, but I gave him a few long strokes from the base to the tip, which made him moan. But it went unacknowledged. "You know," I said, "you've been hard a lot since we've started doing this, and I've got to say, you've got a really nice penis. It's so long and thick. I need two hands to wash it properly." "Well, I mean, yeah, You're basically naked and you're touching it a lot, he stammered out. But he couldn't really say much. I smiled at him and with my hand still on his penis, said, Do you want to maybe wash me tonight too? Only if you're up for it, of course. You do have to bend down and focus on my torso. I saw his eyes widen a lot, so taking that as a yes, I grabbed the soap, pumped some of it into his hands, and said, No point in getting it too soapy. You don't mind if I just take it off, do you? Mom, not at all, he said, still obviously not believing what was happening as I dropped the bikini top in front of him. I retook his penis, not so much washing now, just a very gentle caressing, and his hands started gliding over my hips and stomach. My breathing increased, exponentially feeling his hands on my body, and soon enough he moved them up and started circling my breasts, lifting them, feeling their weight, and just playing with them. I held in a gasp as best I could, and to cover it up, I blurted, This feels more like a massage than a wash, you know? Mom, so does what you're doing, he laughed. We stayed like that for a lot longer than I thought, face to face, hands on each other, my eyes on his cock, his hands on my boobs, which he was just squeezing now. Before I got too carried away, I caught myself as I was starting to sigh at increasing levels. I let him go and laughed. I think you're clean now. You are too. Thanks, Mom. I hopped out and handed him a towel, and we dried off together. We went in for our now usual hug, but this time I felt his balls on top of my bikini line and his length pressed really hard against my naked stomach. I felt his heart beating so fast against me, which is good because mine was off the charts. After letting go, as I was leaving the bathroom, I heard a quiet, Mom, from behind me. Yes, baby? I said, turning to face him. I think the reason I've been so hard lately is because I gave him a second to find the words, but before he said, I think it's because I haven't been able to, like, take care of myself. It hurts to have my arm rubbing at the moment, so I've just gone on without it. So maybe that's why. Well, baby, it's totally normal, and I hope you're not ashamed of it. God knows you shouldn't be, because your cock is really something. Yes, I said cock, surprising myself even. Thank you for telling me, sweetie. We'll see what we can do about that problem soon, okay? And I walked back over, giving him a peck on the cheek before fully leaving the bathroom this time. So, oh my God, our first shower, and he told me what I already knew. He was frustrated. I want to help him with that now, and I feel it's definitely going to happen. God, I can't believe we're at this point, but I need time now to think about how this will go down. This is post number 6, actually update number 5, but it's labeled wrong because she had 2 for the first day. Hey there. What a night with a huge development. My heart is still kind of racing a little, writing about this, and for good reason. Let me just fill you in on what has happened. Since the shower from last night and my son telling me about why he was hard all the time, as if I didn't already know, I've been thinking about the best way to go about handling this situation for him. He was obviously nervous as hell to tell me that he hasn't been able to masturbate, but there's an obvious rhyme behind the reason. I mean, why would he tell me unless he thought it was something that I could help him with? I was in a thought loop all day and decided that it was definitely something I could help him with. If it wasn't then, this whole thing is sort of over and I'm not ready to throw in the towel just yet. Anyway, on to what happened. When I got home from work, I found him laying on his bed and immediately asked him if he was ready for his shower. He was. So I told him to just meet me there. Going into my bedroom, I put on the same bikini bottoms as yesterday. But when it came to the top, I decided to forego that tonight, being certain he wouldn't mind. I wrapped the towel around myself again and walked toward the shower, which was already running. I stepped into the bathroom, and he looked up and smiled at me, saying, "Ready, Mom?" "Sure am. Just one thing, though. I'm sure you don't mind, but I'm just not going to wear the top at all tonight." That's better than fine," he said, now staring at my towel. "Let's jump in now. I'm getting kind of cold being out here naked." I dropped my towel, revealing my boobs, and followed him in. We followed the usual routine of me washing his extremities first, but we were less chatty this time, as there was thick tension in the air. When it was time to do his legs, I squatted down in front of him, his penis inches away from my face again. But I lingered down there longer tonight, savoring looking at his erection, knowing he was there staring at me. Instead of standing and washing it this time, I stayed down there in front of him, soaping it with my hands from the squatted position, started washing. It really is a two-handed job, so I took my time, rubbing from his balls back to his penis and swapping my hands in the other tasks. He started moaning softly. But first, before his inhibitions took over, they became quite loud. I looked up at him, and we made eye contact while I rubbed him. I let him go and heard him sigh before standing up and holding him under the water in the extended embrace. He let go and held his hands out for the soap to wash me. So I offered my chest up to him, and he went straight for my breasts, not bothering to start with my hips this time. It wasn't a wash. He was just playing and toying with them as I watched his face, seeing his reaction to the softness of my boobs. After I was clean, he turned the shower off and we hopped out and dried off. But this time, instead of walking away, I took his hand in mine and started talking to him. "Now, you know what you said yesterday about, not being able to take care of your problem?" I said, glancing at his erection. He stood up straight at my question, obviously stressed a little about where the conversation was going. So I soothed his anxiety by saying, "I understand why that is a problem. I just wanted to let you know that I can help you with it. If you'll let me, of course. If not, that's okay too. But I need you to know that I'm willing to help." He was still frozen, so I gave him a second to respond. Based on his demeanor, I don't think he was expecting this from me, but eventually stammered a yes. "I'd really like that, Mom. Thank you so much." "I haven't done anything yet." "Well, in that case then, don't put your clothes back on and I'll meet you in the lounge room. Go sit on the couch." We split as I went to my bedroom, but he said, "Mom," causing me to whirl around and look at him. "Could you maybe still keep your top off?" My gosh, he's just as bold as me. I giggled and said, "Sure thing, honey. Go now and I'll be there soon." I walked into my bedroom and grabbed some lubricant I have next to my bed before walking back into the lounge room to see him, still fully erect, sitting on the couch and staring at me. He sat back a little when I walked over, getting himself comfy, and I knelt down in front of him, hands on my thighs, just staring at his penis. "Don't worry if this doesn't take long. I know you've been building up for a long time." "Mom, shut up. I'll be fine," he laughed, nervously, while looking straight at my breasts. I saw where he was looking, so to aid him, I pushed my shoulders in, pressed my boobs together, and wiggled them back and forth, and I laughed as I did it. "You seem to like them, don't you?" I asked him. "Oh God, yes. They're so nice." "Thank you, baby. Now, just relax." I heard his breathing rise sharply as I said that, and after squeezing some lube into my hands, I reached out and grabbed his penis. I had both my hands wrapped around the base, and for my own enjoyment, I wiggled it back and forth, watching it wobble in front of me as we both laughed. I've said it before, but my God, you have such a large cock. It's just so big and nice. My baby has definitely grown up a lot. He couldn't speak, so I just went on with my hands. Very slowly at first, going from the base to the tip, before working up to a middle pace, double hand jerk. Making opposite circles with both my hands, I move them up and down his shaft, pulling the foreskin all the way back and rubbing underneath it while aiming toward my body for easier access. Suddenly, he shouted, "Oh fuck, mom, slow down, fuck." And just like that, he came. And my God, did he come. Rope after rope flew from his penis, and some landed on my breasts and dropped down my thighs. But I kept jerking him till I was sure he was empty. My mouth was wide the whole time. I'm still not sure if it was shock or me unconsciously trying to land some of it in there. "Holy shit," I said once he'd caught his breath a little. "You must have been full, you poor thing. That was so much." "Sorry, Mom. I really couldn't last any longer. That felt so good." "I told you not to be sorry, baby. You'd obviously been needing that." His whole body was flaccid. So I let go of his cock and led him back to the shower to wash ourselves off again. He was smiling the whole time, but we kept our hands to ourselves, this time as I cleaned his cum off of me and him. "Mom, that felt so good. You're amazing. Thank you," he said once we were dry and walked in for another hug. "Can we do that again, do you think?" "Yes, baby. I'm sure we can work something out. I really enjoyed it too. Taking care of you is one of my favorite things, no matter what the situation." We let it go and parted for the night. So I gave him a hand job. It's a huge step, but I feel this could be a new chapter in our relationship. I really enjoyed tonight, nerves aside, and I'm pleased to hear he wants to do it again. Absolutely cannot wait to see what tomorrow night brings.